Proclamation number 8781 dated the March 16th, 1964. Cosmic changes. This is an unusual event which I announce to you. You will think that you are mistaken, yet time and again experience the same earthly tremors, which are not caused by eruptions but always occur when the earth stands in a certain constellation to the stars, so that the tremors can be anticipated on a regular basis and will not fail to happen. They will be barely perceptible and hence disturb few people, yet investigations by scientists will give rise to apprehensions of the worst kind. Furthermore, as the phenomena intensify, they will also unsettle indifferent people once they realize the threat to Earth from other heavenly bodies, because, having left their path, the latter are moving towards Earth and, time and again, form a constellation which triggers these very effects. In view of the approaching, and people shall still be aroused from their calm, they shall remember their creator and think about their own transience and the fact that they have no guarantee of passing into complete oblivion after their physical death. They have to be reminded of the end of their lives and also of the fate which will await them if they believe in the continuation of their soul's life. The last days will exhibit so much that is contrary to nature, given that people's activities and thoughts are already unnatural and result in consequences of the worst kind. People undertake explorations of the universe presumptuously and beyond their authority. They disregard natural laws and, yet, their actions and intentions will not be prevented. The repercussions, however, will rebound on them. Nevertheless, the end is moving ever closer, and if people are yet to be helped by taking stock of themselves and becoming aware of their great responsibility, then an unusual activity on God's part will also have to be shown to them, even though it is still up to their own free will to take notice of it and adjust accordingly. And such unusual activity will be experienced by humanity in the forthcoming time. It will not be caused by people but take place in the cosmos, in a region which is entirely subject to the Creator Himself, which is now seemingly sliding into lawlessness, and yet even this event is integral to the plan of returning the spirits, since it is capable of leading to a change in many people because it is too extraordinary, but without compelling them to believe. For the unbelieving person will not even take the trouble to find an explanation, since he lives utterly irresponsibly. And people's spiritual state in the last days has already sunk so low that even extraordinary natural events would not make them believe. Consequently, even these methods can still be used for the benefit of undecided people who need strong motives to seriously reflect on it and aim their will into the right direction. For whatever can still be done in order to keep the souls from the fate of a new banishment will be done by God, who loves humanity and does not want them to go astray. But every time he manifests himself in the manner it was announced, there will be fatalities, otherwise people would not allow themselves to be impressed and mutually accuse each other of self-deception. For the effects will vary from place to place, and it will take scientists a certain length of time before they succeed in finding the right explanation. But then the signs will repeat themselves with ever-increasing frequency and provide people with the evidence that something is happening in the cosmos which they cannot counteract themselves. And thus they will also be subject to the periodically recurring consequences until, finally, the huge natural event will take place which will demonstrate God's might and greatness to people who believe in Him and who will also be protected in every adversity. Yet, although people are repeatedly informed of an approaching end, although the preceding natural disasters are repeatedly pointed out to them, They won't believe nor change their way of life in the slightest. They will do nothing to prepare themselves. They live in the world and love it, and look at the world as their God. And therefore they will remain attached to matter when the end has come. Yet everything has been determined in the divine plan of salvation, and nothing will come to pass that has not already been taken into account since eternity. And thus even this unnatural event will take place according to divine will, and the day for this has also been predetermined and will be upheld. Nevertheless, you shall be informed in advance so that your faith may be strengthened, because everything will come to pass as was said before, and because you will recognize the truth of what is conveyed to you from above evermore. For you ought to establish a connection between God and the world, with your fellow human beings who live without faith or thought. Admittedly, you will only be able to speak about it after the initial occurrences have taken place, since prior to that no one will want to listen to you, you will only find open ears and hearts after a tremor has happened which will make people wonder, and only then should you speak, and then it will depend on people's willingness as to what benefits they will draw from these events. Amen.